They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, it is Friday. Friday means that Jeff Fitz, the managing editor for City View Magazine, joins us to talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. He knows what to do on account of he works at, City View. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing gooder. I really am. I'm doing gooder today. It's just been a crazy week. You know, every day we cover the business news for the newscast, and you know, the stock market is just all over the place, just all over the place. And you know, we've had some interesting, insightful conversations with business people from all around the United States this week, and one of the we just released it not long ago, an update on rural hospitals, hospitals in general, and what they're hoping for with regard to congressional action on something called the MAP program. That's a Medicare Advanced. It's a Medicare Advanced Payment System. And I've learned all kinds of stuff this week. How about you?
Are hospitals primarily, who owns a hospital? Privately owned, or who?
Well, it depends.
Any idea?
Most hospitals are affiliated as a nonprofit. We have, you know, all kinds of hospitals that are maybe associated with the Catholic hospital system or the Lutheran hospital or Methodists or, you know, whatever happens to be. And that's kind of where the hospital systems in the United States sprang from nonprofits that were taking, you know, from religious groups that were taking care of people. And so that's just continued. But now, of course, you know, now there are huge conglomerates. For example, Mercy Healthcare Systems, you know, owns lots of hospitals all over the place. And anyway, yeah, it's quite the business.
If you had unlimited capital, you could get into any business you wanted, what's the best racket?
Gambling.
Yeah, casinos.
Yeah.
You own a casino? Yeah, that's probably. Has a casino ever gone bankrupt?
Yes, they have.
Have they?
Yeah, the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue could tell you all about that.
That's more hotels, right? I mean,
No. He had a casino too.
Let me put it a different way. Was the casino operations losing money, do you think?
Who knows, right? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows? But, you know, the COVID-19 situation has really impacted hotels and hospitals. I mean,
and casinos.
Yeah,
Prairie Meadows is down lots of money.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and then, of course, so that's a downward effect on everybody. You know, Prairie Meadows, for example, over there in Altoona, is owned by the county. Sort of. So, actually, no, it's not. It's owned by Prairie Meadows, but
yeah, the county, it's owned by a nonprofit.
Right. The county gets a lot of cash from Prairie Meadows. And
I think the county owns the real estate.
Could be. Yeah.
And Prairie Meadows rents it from.
Right. And so what's happened is that because of reduced gambling, you know, there's not as much revenue. And so that impacts revenue sources for the county and the nonprofits that are related to that. So, maybe a casino or a brothel. I don't know. Maybe one of those two. I don't know. We'll see.
I was going to say an NFL franchise.
I don't know, man. Then you have all those prima donnas you got to work with. I don't know.
There's none in the industries you named.
Of course not. Not in the brothel industry. Of course not. A list going on someplace.
We've got some stuff this week.
All right.
You ready?
Let's go.
Okay. City of West Des Moines is hosting what it's called Eat Week.
Eat? E-A-T?
Hey, you nailed it. Started yesterday and runs through the middle of next week. I'll run through all next week. Enjoy specially priced lunch and dinner menus at fixed prices at restaurants throughout the city of West Des Moines. Of course, not every restaurant, but.
Right, but there are select restaurants in West Des Moines that are doing Eat Week, sort of a restaurant week takeoff.
Yep, they'll have special menus with special pricing, and I love that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, everybody is having to reinvent themselves.
Yep.
How do you get people out, or how do you get people to buy your stuff? Yeah, that should be fun. Eat Week in West Des Moines. Sounds like that's a there is something really positive. I like that.
Yeah, it should be good. Tomorrow, the Nadas play live in Centennial Park in Waukee, It's free.
The Nadas, you know, one of the Nadas is a neighbor of mine, and what a great, you know, Jason Walsh.
You ever have to call the.
The police
call the is it late night night music? You gotta.
No, these guys are good. They're good folks. And but yeah, you know, they've been kicking around a long time now.
The Nadas. Yeah, 20 years at least.
Yeah. Wow, time marches on. And I like their music. It's just, you know, it's kind of relaxing. It's Iowan. It is.
You said stuff. Maybe the most popular like local band. Of our time, maybe,
yeah. Of this time,
of the last, you know, couple decades,
yeah. And you know, they do a lot of stuff too. I mean, you know, Not a Silent Night. You know, they do that Christmas concert every year. And anyway, they're good folks. And yeah, I like them. You know who else I like really a lot? And they've got Jeff Pitts, yeah, but no, as far as music. The Brazilian Twins.
Yeah?
Oh, they're great. I mean,
I know a lot about them.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever get the opportunity to see the Brazilian Twins go, I mean, not only are they, is the music fabulous, but they are also really great guys who have an incredible backstory. And started in classical music, went to UNI, immigrated here to the United States from Brazil, and the rest is history.
You can actually read all about it in City View last month, I think.
I think you could.
Can't remember which month it is. They all run together at this point.
You just had a closing date on City View, didn't you?
We had a editorial deadline. Yeah, we just sent the magazine into print. Yeah, first Thursday of the month.
For October.
That's right. 70 Wonders of Des Moines, Michael.
What?
The 70 Wonders of Des Moines.
Wow. Of Des Moines.
I'm sure I missed a ton, but
I'm going to say.
It was fun putting together.
I bet it was. Can you give us a hint? Just a little taste? What?
I mean, there's all the usual stuff, you know. I mean, there's 70. Yeah.
70?
Yeah, I did some Iowa things too mixed in. Normally this month would be our arts and entertainment issue where we print like 3 months of
stuff
to do. Right. Well, that's a disaster right now.
It kind of is.
We had to call an audible and kind of figure out another route to kind of lay out entertainment. So it's entertainment focused, you know, all the usual suspects, Science Center and Living History Farms, all that stuff's on there.
Got it. Okay.
But also, I threw in like the George's Chili King and Coney Island, Bebop, some of the other places like that.
Bebop,
and then a lot of trivia, the naming of Des Moines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what Des Moines means?
Well, you know that is up for conjecture among many people. I mean, some say that it means three monks or something like that, or two monks or whatever. Some say
the monks.
Yeah, the monks. Some say that it means the rivers. Some say that it's a American Indian name of. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. There's a guy at Indiana University. I forget his name off the top of my head. He thinks it's he started studying that Indian language, where the word moin comes out of, and he says it's possible. There's a practical joke the Indians played on the settlers there.
I heard
it's actually a curse word.
Yeah, I heard that story, and it has, yeah, something to do with excrement, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're proud. All right. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
All right. So what else he got?
We should have just gone with the original plan. You know, the guy that founded Des Moines is in the military. He wanted to call it Fort Raccoon.
Could you
or
see
Raccoon City or something like that?
Could you see the flag for that one? That'd been kind of cool. You know, raccoon perched kinda up on their haunches, you know.
Raccoon City.
Raccoon.
That's got a ring to it.
It does.
Yeah, I'm going to say it right now. I'm probably not going to make a lot of friends. I think we should change the name of Des Moines.
Yeah, go to Raccoon City. Oh, boy.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, so.
You ever heard someone that's not from here try and say Des Moines?
Oh, of course, yeah. Des Moines? Yeah, my, yeah.
I just think we could do better.
Well, that's like, you know.
And how fun would it be to have an election where we're trying to rename the city?
That'd be fun.
It'd be different, you know, special interests.
Right.
Maybe we could sell the naming rights.
That'd be good.
What do you think we could sell the naming rights to Des Moines for?
I have no idea. First of all, it'd be interesting to see who would pick that up. You know, Mediacom might pick that up. They could be, you know, Des Moines brought to you by Mediacom.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Might be something.
Hey. I'll pass. Let me get Frank on the phone and see whether or not the mayor would want to do something like that. Yeah. Des Moines brought to you by CenturyLink or whatever.
Something.
Yeah. I like it.
Brought to you by Insight on Business.
No, we don't have that kind of cash.
Well, we don't know what the price tag
That's
is
right.
yet.
$2.50, I understand. So yeah. Maybe we're in. Oh, hey, by the way, just a really quick aside. I got an email from Der Fuhrer there at City View and Big Green Umbrella Media, Shane Goodman, and they've reached out to individuals who were last year's recipients of the Business Leaders of Des Moines, because they're
sure
doing the 20 Business Leaders for 2020, and so I have my nomination in.
Yeah,
for somebody. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that'll be it's coming up now. Yeah, the 2020 people that have made a business have made a difference in business for 2020.
Right. Yeah, I was so honored to have that bestowed on us last year, and that was awfully nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, it's an honor, no doubt.
All right, so 70 Wonders of Des Moines is in the next City View. What else you got for this week? What are we going to do? I mean, we got the Natas, we got Eat Week. What else?
Well, Michael, do you like apples?
I love apples.
Well, apple butter, apple cake, apple pie, apple cider. It's a family fun apple harvest day at Living History Farms.
Got it.
They call it Apple Fest and Historic Baseball.
They're going to do the historic baseball again, huh?
How do you like them apples?
I like them apples. They're pretty good. You know, at least they're doing it now in the fall. And because the historic baseball game, they're wearing those wool uniforms and it gets hot
yeah.
out there and all that. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But at least maybe it'll be cooler weather for them. What day is that? Is it this weekend?
That's Saturday, yeah.
Got it. All right, got it.
Have you ever heard of the old rules in baseball?
Yeah, like, sort of.
Baseball rules we play with weren't – there were originally several sets of rules depending on your geographic.
Oh, really?
You know, kind of like there's Arena League football, there's Canadian football, there's NFL football. So there are different rules. That's the way it was. It was different rules. The batter actually called, asked the pitcher, you know, he told him where he wanted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Put it right. So maybe that's – is that where we get the swing into the bat? You know, the guy steps up to the plate and kind of takes that swing and kind of shows the pitcher where he wants it?
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I like it.
Let's see what else we have. We have a wedding show this weekend at the
really?
Event Center. This is Sunday at 11. They say there's one thing we know that won't get canceled this year, Michael. true love.
True love. Well, that doesn't necessarily, though, translate into weddings. you know, we had a news story a couple of weeks ago about how millennials are putting off not only having children, but also having weddings. Just not, ain't doing it.
They're just pretty much not doing real life in general,
you know, just
from
kinda,
what I hear.
Just kind of sitting back, you know.
Saying, they don't get driver's license. They,
careful now, careful.
Well, statistics.
I see, yeah.
Let's right. see what else we have. Central College's theater department is putting on a powerful drama called Doubt, a parable. This is Crudenauer Theater in Pella. Sister Aloysius is a Bronx school principal who takes matters into her own hands. Ooh. She suspects the young Father Flynn of improper relations with one of the students.
Oh, no. No, no, no. You mean Father Flynn?
Sounds like a happy, cheery. You're going to leave there just kind of skipping.
Right. Say, boy, that was really good. Didn't that lift you up there, Elizabeth? Oh, yeah, fine.
But there's not a lot of theater going on. I was happy to see that.
Yeah. Theater might be worth the trip. Pella.
This is in Pella, yeah. How far is Pella? I don't even know last time I was in Pella. Tulips. It's about an hour.
Yeah, about an hour, hour and 20 40
minutes.
40
minutes, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. That's the city where if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Who thought wood shoes were a good idea?
You know, we've had this discussion a couple of times. I suspect wooden shoes are better than no shoes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Depends what's chasing you, I guess.
That's right. Clunk, clunk. All right, so
okay. Good. Next week, also Wednesday. All right, so that the theater thing that starts on Wednesday. Also next Wednesday, Healthiest State Initiative's 10th annual walk, benefiting people that are getting healthy by walking.
Right. Or chasing rescue dogs up and down the steps.
I bet not one of those people walking is going to be in wooden shoes.
Probably not. Although, you know, they could make that kind of a deal. They could move this to Pella, and everybody has to wear wooden shoes.
I just had a thought. Are the wooden shoes, are those just for, like, stomping grapes? Are they not actually for walking?
No, they're for walking. They're for, like, living. I mean, that's the shoe. You stomp grapes with your bare feet, man. Come on.
So you're telling me, like, four centuries ago, if we go to the Dutch territories...
Yep.
Everyone's be walking around in wood shoes.
Not everybody. I from what I understand, I don't know, you know, I'm kind of spitballing this as I do most everything. But I understand that the common folk had wooden shoes, whereas the aristocrats had perhaps leather. As I understand it. So that may be way off base, yes. Yeah, folks like you and me, aristocrats.
You know, that lady lived in a shoe. Was it a wooden shoe? Because if it was a wooden shoe, it really wouldn't be that bad.
It was. It was a wooden shoe, of course.
Was it?
Of course.
Not an aristocrat.
No.
All right, Michael, that's all I got.
That's and just in the nick of time, too, before we got into trouble with the Healthiest State Initiative on Wednesday. All right. Thank you, sir.
Walking is a very underrated way to stay healthy and fit, by the way.
It is.
It's different than, you know.
And I know that
kind of fitness, but
yeah, I know that when
I lived in Spain for a short bit, they walk all over.
Oh yeah,
like no one's overweight over there. Yeah, right. Just because they just walk all the time.
Well, we should. And I know
3 packs a day are Reds, and their life expectancy is the same as an American.
But they walk all over the place. Yeah.
I think that's why. I think that like counterbalances. I think walking is as healthy as smoking is unhealthy. That's not a scientific observation.
So if you don't smoke, but you do walk, that's even better.
That's right.
All right. I like it. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, doing the stuff that he does best, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting with us on this edition of the Business News Headlines. grateful that you have stopped by. We will be, just programming note, we will be on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday at noon. And more of the Business News Hour, of course, all next week as we talk about the biggest business news stories in the nation and the region each and every day. For all of us that put this together each and every day, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted locally, by the way, by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.